So we are continuing in the entertainment segment with the best of the TV, radio, film and stream highlights. And then we also have for you straight after Grapevine, the TV stories that are getting you talking. So number one, we've got 10 highlights for you. So number one, which is already described, is Who Do You Think You Are? And it'll be on next Thursday, and that will be the 15th of August, and that's going to be at 9 p.m. And Vicky McClure is tracking down her ancestors rather than Bent Coppers in her latest TV appearance, along the way she discovers why her beloved Nonna Jean was adopted and what her great-grandfather Harry did in the war. Number two, we have for you Freddie Flintoff, Field of Dreams on tour. It's audio described for you, and it's on next Tuesday, which will be the 13th of August at 9 o'clock BBC One. It's a follow-up to the series in which the former test player turned a group of disadvantaged teenagers into a cricket team. Now Flintoff, with fellow coach Kyle Hogg, is taking his team to India, but between series was the car crash that left him mentally and physically scarred, and this series explores that too. Number three, a much anticipated series for fans of Celebrity Race Across the World, or fans of just Race Across the World, which was on earlier this year. I know a friend of mine absolutely loves it. It's audio described for you, and this is on Wednesday the 14th of August, 9 p.m. BBC One. Jeff Brazier and his son Freddie are among the four familiar faces and their nearest and dearest in a new run of the Travel Challenge. The pairs have to travel the length of South America, relying on their ingenuity rather than their telephones and bank cards. Looking forward to that. That starts next week. And again, that is the 14th of August that starts. So number four, it's more TV for you, and it's Daddy's Issues, BBC One, and this is next Thursday, the 15th of August. It's on 9 p.m. and 9:25 p.m. BBC Three, and it's also on 9:30 on Friday, BBC One. It's audio described, and David Morrissey and Amy Lou Wood shine in this odd couple sitcom when Gemma discovers she's pregnant. The only person that she can turn to is her dad, Malcolm. Number five is The Instigators, which is a stream series, well, stream film, not series. It's a stream film which is available on Apple TV Plus. This is also audio described, Certificate 15, and there is a distinctively retro feel to this beautifully pitched character-driven crime comedy starring Matt Damon and Casey Affleck as helpless Bostonians whose heist attempt goes south. Number six, now we do have TV for you streaming on Netflix. We have the latest series of Emily in Paris. It's audio described. It's available from Thursday. So it's available next week on Thursday the 15th of August. And the frothy and irresistibly watchable rom-com returns. And unsurprisingly, the love life of Emma Cooper, Lily Collins, is as complicated as ever. Okay, so number seven, we've got Elizabeth Taylor, The Lost Tapes, which is TV. It's on Sky Documentaries. It's on Saturday at 9 p.m. And that is for you the 10th of August. And a tranche of audio recordings made by the Oscar-winning actor in 1964 forms the backbone of this profile that reveals her complex inner life and personality. Eight is radio, and it's BBC Proms. I've been to a couple of the proms in this season. I'm off to one tonight, actually. But we are highlighting the one on Sunday. The one I'm looking forward to is the Doctor Who prom, which is on Bank Holiday Monday, which is going to be a visual extravaganza. Anyway, this one that I'm talking about is on Sunday, which is the 11th of August. It's 7:30 p.m. It will be available to listen to live on Radio 3. And it's celebrating its quarter century. The inspirational Arab and Israeli Eastern Divian Orchestra brings its message of hope and turmoil in the Middle East to the Royal Albert Hall, joined by virtuoso soloist Annie Sofa-Mutter in Brahms' lyrical violin concerto. And I'm sure that I'm listening to a Brahms violin concerto tonight as well, amongst other things. Okay, so number 9 we have for you more TV, and the Olympics closing ceremony is also on Sunday, so that is the 11th of August, 7 p.m, BBC One. And after all the success, failures, medals, tears and much more, the 2024 Games comes to an end, and it is a grandiose sort of continuation to the opening ceremony as a guide, and his denouncement will be equally memorable, and that is from Stade de France and Thomas Joly. It doesn't quite make sense, that does, so if you don't understand it, I didn't understand it either. So number 10 podcast is what we're finishing on, and it's the rise and fall of Oasis. And this is available wherever you get your podcast, so just Google the Rise and Fall of Oasis podcast. Now, the BBC bastions of 90s Britpop, Joe Wiley and Steve Lamacq, chart the terminus career of the Gallagher brothers with juicy archive clips of Liam and Noel's singing and judicious use of the words iconic and legendary. So that is the 10 best highlights of watch, listen and stream. Hope you enjoyed those. Now quickly, I'm going to go through Grapevine, the TV stories that are getting us talking. Pearls of Wisdom, first up, after baking, sewing and pottery, knitting is set for its turn in the TV spotlight, inspired by the success, the wonderful success of what's this? Knit Talk, with more than 101 million videos on social platform. TikTok, the game of wool, is about to cast off. Its 10 ambitious knitters will face team and individual tasks, from clothing to furniture and even a bit of knitting answer to graffiti. Yarn bombing. Look out for it on More 4 as it's brought to you next year. See Who Later. Next year, Russell Tovey returns to the Who-verse. 18 years after he appeared in a Doctor Who Christmas special, he will star in a spin-off that pits Earth Defenders unit against classic monsters, the Sea Devils. The five-part series, The War Between the Land and the Sea, is written by Russell T. Davies and Peter McTighe. Also on board are Gooby Magoa-War, who once played companion Martha Jones' sister, and unit regulars Kate Lethbridge-Stewart, Gemma Redgrave, and Colonel Ibrahim, played by Alexander Derivant. Start Your Engines. Netflix has set the 29th of November as the release date for Senna, a six-part Brazilian drama depicting the roller coaster life of motor racing star Ayrton Senna. Gabriel Leone takes pole position in the title role, having previously played another racing driver, Alonso de Portugal, in Michael Mann's movie Ferrari. And finally, Serial Offender. It's the show and character that won't die. After this autumn's prequel series, Michael C. Hall is back as Dexter next year. Dexter Resurrection will pick up straight after the events of the dark drama's 2021 comeback, New Blood. Despite the anti-hero seemingly meeting his maker in the final scene, Hall also narrates the prequel, Original Sin. So that is Grapevine, and we'll have some more for you along with the TV, radio, film highlights and stream when we're back at the end of August.